Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Okay. Am I the only one out here in the intro?
Nope, I don't hear either. No.
What the hell? All right. Well, I
not
don't
intro.
Know what Wednesday. We usually jump this off with a song right after the intro, but all right, we ain't got no intro tonight, so all right, we're just going to go ahead and get into the song. Just remember, it's going to be sexy music. Not all slow, but definitely something you can bump and grind to. This is Yana Marie and Montage. This is called When We Dance. It's a little mid-tone. We're going to get you grooving, then we're going to slow you down. So I hope that rhythm is unbelievable because it's about that time. Let's go ahead and get into it. Like I said, it's called When We Dance. Yana Marie and Montage. Yeah.
What's the next one? Let's get it.
Right,
the number 424.
4243.
Till the night's over. Girl, I'm cuffing like police, I reach your rights over. Please forgive me when I step, I am not sober. I just know that I want you to come
home. I want you to stay with me tonight. Cause I've had the best time that I've ever had in my life. I want you to stay just on my head. Girl, I know you want to touch.
And boy, I know you want to.
But it feels better when it feels better when we dance.
Ooh,
it feels better when we dance.
Ooh,
it feels better when we dance.
Ooh,
it feels better when we dance. It feels better when we dance.
Put the song, baby, follow my lead.
I can tell
by the way that you're looking at me.
We will know if it's meant to be.
Just wait and see. Take my hand by the end of the night.
I'ma make you my man.
We can't make this a bad romance. Just stay.
I do got a correction. That's Yana Maria and Montage, and it's called When We Dance. New music, sexy music, wet Wednesday music, hump day music, something you can groove to. You feel me? Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Right, what's up? It's unbelievable. How you feeling
what's
tonight?
How
you feeling?
I'm good. Man, I had a woo-saw day, but man, that song made me dance. I'm feeling that. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Maybe put my little two-step on, two-stepping it on.
Yeah.
Right. How are you today?
Hey, I'm definitely monstrous. I want to get on my tippy toes today. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get on my tippy toes and get it in. I'm just saying, you know. I'm pretty sure as I get into this music that, you know, I'll get into a little more sexy. My little monster Barry White, my little monster E. White. Yeah, baby.
Okay.
It's about to go down. Look, I ain't ready yet. I ain't ready. But it's going to come.
Ready?
I can feel it.
No.
I can feel it.
No, I hope you don't sound
ready,
like that,
coming.
So. Don't do that. Don't do the Barry. Don't do the Barry. Just stay with the Chuck. Stay with the Chuck. Don't do the Barry. Don't just take a special man to do that Barry. But just stay with the Chuck. Chuck Barry.
Not tonight.
That's not you tonight. No, not tonight. Not tonight. Tonight is for the brother sexy. Let's keep it sexy.
Speaking of the grown and sexy, and it is Wet Wednesday.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that we're gonna talk about tonight? What are some of the things we're gonna be on? No pun intended.
I'm gonna be good tonight because I know I've been like giving y'all some out of this world ones. But I got one for the ladies tonight. So, ladies, you spend the night at his house for the first time. Do you make the bed when you leave?
Whose house is we at? You at his house, right? You say at his house?
At his house. At his house. Not his house. So you make the bed.
Okay.
And I posted this on my Facebook, and I got some. Yeah, do you make the bed? I posted this on my page, and I got some good responses. Yes.
Okay.
So I can't wait to read those.
Okay.
And I can't wait to hear some responses. Now, the petty me. Got another petty one. If you don't mind, I got a petty one. When a man wants anal all the time, what are your thoughts? Could he just be a freak and likes the feeling, or could he be suspect? There's that one. Marinate on that one.
Okay. Okay, that's what we're going to be on or be about tonight. We got some more stuff for y'all. We got our weather coming up. Tell y'all what the weather going to be like. So you have you some sheets or so you just no covers and the windows wide open. We got a lot for y'all coming up here. Let's see. I got some stuff, but I don't think mine is really a question. I think mine is more inspirational stuff, so I'll wait to get to my stuff a little bit. But let me see.
Okay.
What should I get for y'all? You know, I'm always trying to do something sexy that's new. How about some Maya? Some new Maya. Y'all remember Maya? A little sexy. A little
Yeah,
she got
something new?
Yes,
I don't know if she's
all
that sexy. She had a big
album.
Head. Okay, Tosh, you're so inspirational, but Maya wasn't the cutest. She wasn't the cutest one. She wasn't a cute little light skin. You know how you got some cute little light skin? She wasn't a cute little light skin. She looked a little different. But Maya, do your thing, girl. You got something new at empowerment to the ladies,
Well, check it out. This is Maya. It's called Ready for Whatever. I guess put up this here, so. Monsters, where is they? She is unbelievable. I can't believe you said that about my little sexy Maya. I still love you, baby.
Yes, he do.
I don't know about
only him.
Ready for whatever. That's fucked up.
He like big hands. Monsters Radio.
Cause I got caught up in a moment. Tell me where you wanna take it from here.
Monsters Radio Wednesday. Up next, I got some local talent. If you can guess what his name is, and hit us up on the Monsters page, you got to guess this artist's name, and you can win a shirt, a free shirt on Monsters Radio, Monsters Radio T-shirt. That's why you can win one of our infamous Monsters Radio shirts. But you got to pay for shipping, and shipping is $20. It is what it is. Just oh, I almost told y'all the name. I'm doing too much on a wet Wednesday. So let's get it from the Twin Cities. Like I said, guess what his name is? You can win a shirt. Yeah. Monstrously. Oh, I gotta tell them the number like they don't know. 424-243-9619. You gotta press 1. We use your pinky finger if you're sexy. This is called Can't Wait.
Early in the morning, but your body's got me yearning. I can tell by the way that you're wanting. So baby girl, sit off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind as I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I know to hit it right. So what would you do if I were a star from your ankle? Creep up to the thigh, to the point that you wanna let go. For me, you're gonna give it up. Just like Raheem, I'm gonna wanna serve you up tonight. Tonight, yeah. Hey, yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. Yeah. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. And around we go.
Round one, round two, what do you wanna do?
How about we play a game? Let's see who can be who to the next room.
Ooh, I see you dripping wet, I see you drip off your breast. Think to yourself, no work upstairs.
Now I got plans to put my hands in places just to see what your face looks making. I heard you up for the taking. Have you ever been with a Jamaican? In the back of the room is where I take you. Fancy little biscuit, the basics.
Basic, basic, basic. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up down tonight. I wanna go up down tonight.
Wanna go up.
Yeah, the temperature here in the Twin Cities is 70. Great weather for getting it in with the windows wide open.
Hey, yo, Taz. You know, I be seeing you backstage and all that. I didn't know you was this tall in your heels. But yeah, we finally got this right, you know? My crew, your crew, we're gonna make this do what it do. Give me your slip.
Baby, I feel as if something's coming over me. See, lately I can't resist. Every time you talk to me, I'm like caught up in your words, you see. I just can't deny it anymore. Said anymore. It's like you've unlocked the best part of me and laid it out for the world to see. I've been lying, final thing that you might be an angel in disguise. You recognize my flaws. There's no other love than I adore. Girl, it's gotta be you. So I'ma give you more. You never gotta worry about me. I'ma leave for sure. When you finally
when you finally get it right, finally get it right.
Okay, okay. We're trying to set the vibe for y'all. Okay. Hopefully the group is being set.
Finally get it right. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Finally get it right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that new BBD, Bell Biv DeVoe. That's them featuring SWV. You know what I mean? That's a nice one from the old school hitters. I'm just saying, that's a really nice one right there. It's really trendy in today, and I think that's going to be a classic.
I do believe so, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think okay, that, so you know, says a lot.
Go ahead.
No, I just said it says a lot. Yeah. That's all.
Oh,
that's
it says
all
a lot. Oh, okay. My bad.
That's it. I thought you were waiting for some profound, long conversational. That's it. I can do short. You know, you're not ready. I can do short. I can do short comments. Don't do me. Don't do it. Absolutely.
Okay, because you just took it long, player. You just took it long. All right. Let's go ahead. Jump into our topic for tonight. I can't seem to find mine for some reason, but it is what it is. But we could talk about yours. Yours are very interesting, and we're going to get right to it. So, all right, which one are we going to talk about first?
Well, do you want to be petty or you want to be, you know, not petty? You want to be sweet. See, I have a petty and I have a sweet. My personality, petty and sweet. So, you want to be on the petty side of
this
unbelievable?
Let's go with sweet first.
Let's go with sweet first.
Because you know how it is. Let's keep it 100. If people start getting petty, the sexuality may not go down. So, you might as well get petty after we're done, and then I can kick you out. Let's go with the sweet first. We can get to the meat. You know, we got to get to the meat.
So,
let's go with the sweet first. Okay. What we got.
Okay. So, ladies, you spend the night at his house for the first time. Do you make the bed when you leave? Do you make the bed? Because evidently he's leaving first, but I mean, well, he may be in the shower. He may be in the shower. You know, you guys are done. So, not saying that he's out of the house. So, don't think of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you make the bed? He takes his shower. You know, do you make the bet? I'll go with you first, and then I'll read some comments.
You might want to read the comments before I get my comment.
Okay. So,
I see that flag.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll read some comments. I got the first comment right off bat was, no. He's lucky I spent the night. He should be making me breakfast and be hospitable, not expecting me to clean house. I wouldn't expect him to mow the lawn after his first night at my house. Make you say?
Ooh, wait. Adjust your crown, queen. Okay.
Okay. So another queen says, if it's made, we'll make it together. Like I got my side. Okay. I had a brother chime in because he didn't say it said ladies, but I don't want to, you know, exclude him out. He said, it's okay of you to make the bed. That shows a lot of your character. Of course, breakfast will be made. It says, I don't expect it. But doing this is mind-blowing. It's the little things. There's no limits or surprises with each other, just positive things. If not gifts are here, and I guess it keeps on going, it's genuinely unconditional attention that we can give each other, and that can be a part of it. Aww. Another sister queen says, depends if I wanted to keep him or not and what the energy is like between us. If he was just for fun, I'm out. Another queen says, of course. Another one says, of course. He needs to see I got home training, hunty. But we gonna change them sheets, though. Aw, yes, ma'am, we are.
You little sweet freak. You little sweet freak.
For me, this is a yes, but it's not due to my feelings that I have to or that I'm trying to impress. I just prefer to make the bed because it's something I do. It will be the same if I stayed at someone else's home. Okay. Another queen says, I don't even make my own bed. Like, hell, I'm making anyone else's? Yeah, no.
Keep it 100.
This is wonderful. I got one that says, depends. I got one that says, yep. And then I got a one that says, as a woman of God, unless he's my husband, I would not be spending the night. Been there, done that when I didn't know any better. Now, as a wife, I would have no problem making our bed. So there's my. Yes.
Okay.
I say yes.
Okay. Well, I have to say, for my employee, remember, people, don't judge me. Pray for me. I have to say, a lot of those comments are really, really, really nice comments. It almost weighs my mind a little bit. Say, okay, maybe I might be able to take that in consideration. Maybe you do have some good home training. Maybe you do have good character. Maybe you just like me. But for you to be just coming over my house the first time and I come out the house and you made my bed, you can get your breakfast to go. You have to leave. That's crazy. I'm sorry. Either you are just a clean freak and I just can't deal with that shit. I'm going to ask somewhere. I'm just saying, I might leave my pop somewhere. I'm coming back to pick it up later. Don't worry about it. But no, you clean this shit up right away. That's annoying. It is what it is. To me, you're crazy. You're crazy. I come out of the shower and you don't make my bed already. Somebody's in the bed, mate. What the fuck? What's wrong? Is you all right? You got problems? Are you stressed? You cleaning the house? Are you going to withdraw? You just decided to, just to make the bed? To make the bed? Okay. Red flag. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Did you take your medication? Is that why you cleaned it up? Because you forgot to take your meds? I'm just saying, that's how I see it. That's the first impulse I would get. Now, they comment. Those are really nice comments. I might take into consideration now if that actually what happened to me. I might take that into okay, maybe they just got good home training. So if I fuck around and end up getting cut or some things happen to me, it's your fault. You participants. I'm just saying, my initial thought was they crazy, but no, because your kind words, I might get someone to say it. So if something happened to me, I want to know all you are going to court and you're all held accountable because I'm going to give out the Facebook page and the comments that it came from right before I passed away. I'm going to die and come on, look on Facebook. It looks like the comments is they fall. That's how it's going to go down. Oh, crazy ass, come out, you know, clinch up the room, you know, make the bed. Really? I don't even know you like that. How you gonna make my bed? I might have something hid under the mattress. You tucking in my sheet. We got problems. We got problems. So, I mean, that's just me, though. That's just me. I mean, like I said, y'all, don't judge me. Pray for me. I'm a little paranoid. I got issues. I do got medication. I took mine, though. I took mine. So, I mean, how do you feel about it? I mean, would you make the bed for someone that, you know, you met, whatever, and, you know, would you do it? And why?
Okay.
Okay.
just had this damn conversation. Oh. hell no.
Why?
I ain't making your bed. I'm going to keep it 100. I may want to take you and drag you out that shower and mess them sheets up again. So if I make the bed, that's telling you, oh, we for real done. No, nigga, we not done. thank you for your shower. But you gonna be late for that meeting. I don't care. We got to do round 2, 3, 4, 5. making the bed and saying we done. We not done. No, we are not done. And plus, them is dirty sheets. I mean, making the bed, he probably look at me like, boo. Why you make my bed? Them sheets is nasty. I'ma put a fresh set on. Now, when we're done completely and we're making the bed together, because you may make it a certain way, and I don't want to be disrespectful to what you do in your house because that's not my house, I would say, hey, you want me to help you? If you say no, I'd be like, okay, cool. Can I go take a shower? You know, because everything you have right. to act. You don't want to overstep your bounds. That may be a step that he may look at you and be like, this bitch done made my bed. Is she crazy? Like you said. I yeah, asked her to do that, you know. So, you crazy? And then sometimes you just got to be aware, especially if it's the first night that I'm there and we've talked, but we're still, like, in the process of getting to know. I don't want to mess something up for later. So I'm very respectful of what's yours and what's mine, because I wouldn't expect you to come to my crib and be like, yo, man, let me make that bed for you. I come out, I would be like, this nigga made my bed? Nigga, what? Did you not see them sheets and what we did to them sheets? And you, that's nasty. Now I got to, because, you know, the spread is going to be on the ground because it's going to be hot. And I'd be like, you just put a clean spread up on my sheets? Nigga, now you got to go. See, now I may be coming to something different. I'm just saying. You know. Now I got to watch both of them? Nigga. Nobody asked you to do that.
Right,
so
right.
It's just a respect thing. But if it was our bed and we were just getting in it together, then I'll be like, yeah, let me hook this up for my bae because, you know, he's running out or whatever, whatever. So it's a different place if this is something that we're doing together. But first time at your crib, that's creepy. That's really creepy.
Right.
I'm making your bed, huh?
Right.
That's coming
right.
out, man. Oh,
so, yeah. So, yeah.
Because think about it. Yeah, yeah, that's like, thinking, oh, she done. You know, she ain't going for round 2. No, 3, 4, she done. Oh, dang, she not adventurous. It's not, it's leaving that in the mind where, oh. It's not leaving anything to say, oh, I want to remember this person by. You're going to remember, why she make my bed? Not what we did last
she
night.
Must have been crazy.
But why she make my bed?
It is.
Why she make my bed?
Yeah. I'll be
Am
like,
I nasty?
Yeah, when I would be like, I'll be like, what you need to do is take your ass downstairs and get the cracking on them dishes. So, all right, y'all, we go back to Brita. This is Kissy Lee. It's called It Pours.
Your ass.
This is some wet Wednesday music. And if it pours, you might need to change the sheet. I'm just saying. But don't make the bed. Nah, don't make the bed, because then I got to wash my covers, too, because they're going to be all nasty. Wait, Wednesday. You know the number.
Show me.
Okay. Got some more hot new music for y'all. This up next coming is Danny Lea featuring Kes. It's called All I Know. We got to get into something a little more splash type mix before we get into the next part of our episode. Oh, wait, it's about to go down. We open the lines right after this. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you're sexy. Use your pinky finger.
Cause it's gon' take time. I just got to do me. Yeah, that's all I need. I got to be free. We both know.
Damn it. I knew that was going to happen. I'm over here getting my little groove on. I'm doing too much. I need to come back to the board. I'm just having my own little sexiness over here going on. It's hot, man. It's hot in the studio right now. As I'm sitting here with my nipples exposed, what else are we talking about sexy tonight? I probably should have saved that before we got to this cover.
Right.
Hold on, let me get the visual out.
Hold on, here we go. You hot, your nipples get hot. Okay, I'm right.
Go ahead, man.
When a man wants anal all the time, what are your thoughts, lady and gentlemen? Could he just be a freak and like the feeling? Or could he be suspect? Could he be a suspect?
Now, I just say, because I've seen this debate a lot of times over the years. And one of the first questions I want to ask is, like, what makes him suspect? because of that. What makes a person suspect? Is it just because of the anal manner? Most gay men have anal sex.
Absolutely. When you want that all the time, let's see, all the time, when you're not enjoying the juices of the pussy and you want the juices of the butthole, something, and I'm going to keep it 100, and I'm going to keep it real, something ain't right. It's suspect. That's suspect. That's suspect. Sorry. The juices are different.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
The tightness is different. I'm sorry. But if it's all the time, like we're talking all the time, if you're coming that way and you're not even trying to attempt anymore to enjoy the juices of the front, I'm going to be like, yo, bruh, what happened? I may have to sit you down and ask you. Because that should be what's attracting you the most. If that has lost its flavor,
right,
then some other flavor is you getting. Like, what is it? Like, what's the... Are you trying to say this is the only way that, like, you got a hidden thought? Or maybe we need to talk about it? You want this done to you? What? It makes you think. It do, because it's like there's other positions that you should want to do besides just that one all the time. If that one's your go-to, like, you may enjoy it, but if that's your go-to every time, some ain't right about that. And some ain't right if she gonna allow you to do it every time. Some ain't right that either.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to think of it from a different angle, just to help get to the root. But who knows? I mean, I hate to use this name as a reference. I'm not talking about this lady in particular, but I think you understand what I'm saying when I say it. But, I mean, what if she's like an octobomb? And maybe just the feeling's lost, and maybe the other one, the feelings there. That could be a situation. That could be a scenario. And I mean, if she allows it, maybe she like it. I guess apparently, I don't know. Some people like that. I don't know. I mean, like, we had a topic before, wasn't it? Like, about ladies asking men to do that. Do they want to do it? If they scared to do it or not? So on and so forth. So I don't know, but I hear you though. But that's
right.
That was always, it came back to, if they want to do it just all the time, then somehow, some way, person, usually was put up to be suspect.
But okay, when we say all the time, let's just be realistic. All the time. We're talking all the time. Like, that's like every time we're in a sexual encounter, that's your go-to move. Unless we've discussed it, you know what I'm saying? Like, or said, hey, what's your go-to move, it makes you think, because I guess you need to have this conversation, you know what I'm saying? And then it won't be suspect. But then you're still thinking to yourself, but that's my butt. That's not something that most people would enjoy all the time. I know it's that tightness and it feels like, a virgin all the time, whatever. And it's just something, you get a quick buzz from. But still, that is something that makes you think, why? It still brings a why to your head. I know it's a sexual act, but why that all the time? Because there's other areas that you could definitely do all the time. Maybe every now and then, maybe, you know, that's something that we can put in the rotation. Maybe that's something that we can, you know, add to it to continue the, you know, enjoyment. But all the time, yeah, I'm going to look at you kind of side-eyes if my girlfriend's telling me that. You know, well, he likes to do this all the time. I'm going to look at her like, what? Y'all don't do nothing? Especially if y'all don't do nothing else and that's it and that's all he want to do, then yeah, that's suspect. Like, that's suspect.
Yeah, I mean,
cause that makes me,
somebody asked me that and you know, we're going to say the things that the people really want to say, but they may not really say it because it may not be politically correct or not, but yeah, let's some ladies say, oh, that's all he want to do is just, that's all, that's all. Well, first question I'm going to ask is, well, how long he been out? I'm just saying, yeah, I mean, I don't know. See, the thing to me is, I guess I still see it as it's with a woman. You know what I mean? So to me, that's, you can't really be gay if it's with a woman. So I'm trying to figure out why he would only want to drill, you know what I mean, the pudding pop. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Because to me, suspect is when you're kissing a man. some other shit that, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm on the fence. I don't know. I'm not convinced yet. But I hear where y'all coming from, but I don't know.
But, okay. So, okay, I'm going to bring it. Okay, let's think about it this way. Because, see, I'm that person that thinks about it this way, too. You are behind me. There is no intimacy. There's no eye contact. There's no nothing. What do you think? There's just something about that whole thing that is just like not all the time. it just makes me think that time. Okay, one, you went to prison. Two, somebody did this to you, and you're trying to get it back. Like, there's so many things that will go through your mind where it's not becoming intimate to me, you know, if that's all that you do, like, all the time. Like, to me, it is telling me that either my pussy's whack and you don't want it, or, because how can my butt be better than that? Like, I just, those two are not exciting to me. Like, how are you getting excited off of that only? Like, only. That's what prison people do. That's what gay people do. They get excited and jacked off on that only. Like, that's their only thing they can do. There's, like, nothing else that two men can do. Like, that's it. Besides suck, but come on. That's it. That's their lovemaking. That's their intimacy. And that's all you want to do? I'm going to think that that's all you want to do, regardless if, because you may not picture me as a, I mean, you may be having sex with a woman, but you may be picturing a man because that's their type of intimacy. You just maybe not want to let no one else know that that's what you like, that that's who you are. You may be a hidden gem.
Well, hey, I mean, I guess it all depends on your freak level. If your freak level is high, that might be good, though, maybe. I don't know. That might work out for your relationship. It is. Instead of bringing home a lady, he might bring home a man. Look, I'm going to stop.
The
next thing I want to say, like, I mean, is it really bad if the suspect?
I mean.
I don't know.
It's bad in a sense, but if you... but then you got to ask yourself, okay, if you ask for a threesome and then you say, hey, I want to be two dudes, well, then you're a suspect. You know what I'm saying? Because what the other dude going to do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, so it's so much to the whole thing because, like, are you going to allow your dude to touch this dude and you ain't going to say nothing? You know what I'm saying? Because he going to have to touch him. And, you know, there's going to be some type of something going on. So that's why you got to ask yourself, what level of freakiness are you? What you accept, what you don't accept, and, you know, what you not going to throw in that man's face after y'all done. Seriously. Because, you know, we females, we going to, that nigga only want to do anal. He's suspect.
Well, I can imagine that breakup, you dig? Well, hold on. Let's take our last breather right quick. Unfortunately, I think the song really fits. So, all right, check it out. The lady's going to run down who she is and how you can get a hold of her. So check her out. She did an interview with us, we're going to check out her song. It's called Freak You on the Low. My bad. Hey, I already had this set up before this topic, and we got this far with it. I'm just saying,
hey,
man.
This is your girl, Erin Stevenson, and you can find my music everywhere online under Erin Stevenson Music, or go to my website, erinstevensonmusic.com, or for more, just go to My Music Plug with my good friend, DJ E. Munster, on Munsterous Radio, online radio with a roar. Grr!
See,
I got you feeling
some type of
way. I like it.
Hey, look, I screwed that all up, man. This is Erica Henderson. That was Erin Stevenson. We're going to get it together. Freak you on the low. Erica Henderson. Erica Henderson.
Don't be scared.
Yeah. Wednesday night was not slow, but it's definitely sexy. Mindservice Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Monster Gear and also Monster Jewelry Shop. Monster Gear, we do custom clothing. If you need a certain, you have a saying that you say, or you have a family member, things like that, connect with Monster Gear. We can make that hot gear for you. Even if you're an artist and you need your own clothing line, we can also help you with that. And you can also accessorize with Monster Jewelry Shop gear. You can accessorize. We got stuff as low as $5. We also have other accessories. So those are our sponsors. So make sure you guys connect with them. So I, it's unbelievable. I did find my little post that I posted earlier. Like I said, it's more like an inspirational type thing. I did actually find it. I'll do it before we get up out of here. But you got any last words on tonight's show before we get up out of here?
I mean, that song, man, you want to go hit my boo DM and be like, can I freak you on the low tonight? Like, for real. So that song was hot. Okay.
Right.
Ooh,
did I mention it was Erica Henderson?
Yeah, you mentioned it like three times.
I messed up
that
drop in the
like,
beginning. Yeah, I messed up that drop
okay.
in the beginning.
That's okay.
My bag.
But we got
it.
You know.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Erica Henderson, DM dropper, panty dropper, for real. I'm just saying. They be like, yo, I want to flick you on the low. Can I come holler at you? Can I just, yeah, I like that. But come with us tomorrow's Karma Cafe. Look on the MindStar page. There will probably be a question that we will ask you guys, and you guys can read it. We'll read it on the radio, so get ready. That's about it. I never met a suspect. That's all I'm saying. I ain't never met a suspect. I'm a don't cross my path, but I will call you. Go ahead. I ain't making your bed.
So
I may get some toys and stuff, y'all.
So that's our edition tonight of Wet Wet Wednesday. It wasn't all slow, but it was definitely sexy. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you get a chance, Google the artists that we announced their names. Try to connect with them, you know, show them some support. A lot of people talk about music needs to change, or it starts with you, the listener. You are the people, the power. It's just like politics. You make the rules by your purchasing and your supporting artists, buying shirts, going to venues and those type of things. So support those that do the hot music that you love and you like, and you can help change the music game. So I almost forgot my little thing before I got up out of here. Look, I'm so defogulated. I don't even know what that word actually means. It just sounded good right there. Check it out. This right here is my little quote that I found, and it talks about love. And I really liked it. It kind of gave me a little funny feeling today. So this is what it says. And caps, the header says, love. It's the highest frequency you can vibrate in, the highest state of consciousness. In the pure frequency of love, there is gratitude, creation, happiness, and oneness. Love is all. All is you. So don't forget, people, you got love in you. Share with somebody. Just be stingy with the person you share it with, But share it with somebody, especially if you already got a loved one. I tried to say something extra special there, but it didn't come out right. See, I'm feeling all tickly again. I just like that quote. It just got me. It got me. Some things get me, and that got me. So, all right, that's our word. That's our way up out of here. So I hope you enjoy the night, and I actually hope you get you some. Get eggs, and don't forget, you can listen to the archive 24/7, 365. I'm up out of here. Peace. But
love you for listening. Ooh. Oh, okay.
My bad.